So transportation is a world of acronyms. SB, southbound. CDL, commercial driver license. ZEV, zero emission vehicle. And there's a new one you can add to your lexicon. RUC, that's a road user charge. It's a new way to pay state gas taxes thanks to those pesky electric vehicles that are running around trying to save the planet. I'm Road Guy Rob with your transportation news update. I got to admit, when I heard about the road user charge, my initial reaction was kind of a cynical one. Oh, there's the government for you out trying to find a way to get more money out of your wallet. But this one might actually make a little bit of sense. Hear me out. As much as we tend to think about public roads as being free, they really aren't. Think about this. Every time you run out of gas, you pull into the gas station, you fill it up with unleaded. In the process, you pay about 18 cents per gallon to the federal government and another 30-ish cents, more or less, depending on your state, in excise taxes for state projects. And if you think about it, that sort of acts as a toll on roads that helps pay for the roads. If you drive more, you burn more gallons, so you pay more excise tax in the extra gallons you buy. This has worked fine, albeit it is starting to face two very big problems. One of these we can fix pretty easily. The current excise tax rate was generally set around 1993, and gas taxes are not indexed to grow with inflation. So construction costs for roads have more than doubled since that rate was set. The gas tax revenue has not. That's making roads crumble. States are deferring maintenance on bridges. And it's reaching enough of an epidemic that a lot of states are raising their fuel taxes themselves. And this time, many of those states are indexing it to inflation, so it shouldn't be a problem again in the future. Even the federal government is showing some signs that it could raise the federal gas tax. The president has indicated that he's been talking with some House Democrats, so there might be some bipartisan support. So raising gas taxes to meet inflation, this has been done before. The second problem is a new one. Back when the rate was set in 1993, the typical American car got, what, about 19 miles per gallon on a good day? Today, our cars are thankfully much better than that, and the average fleet fuel economy in America is getting close to almost double that now. Or at least we're well on our way. Which means for a gallon of gas we buy, we can drive on roads almost twice as far as we used to. Twice as much consumption for the same amount of money means less money to fix the roads. Put these two problems together and we have a real double punch. Now, if you're thinking like me, you say, well, you know, as much as this would hurt financially, we could just double the gas tax again to solve that problem as well. But it's not that simple. Four words, plug-in hybrid and electric vehicle. I guess it's more like five or six words, but these don't use any gasoline at all. They skirt around the tax just about entirely. And to be honest, the last 10 years, we've sort of turned a blind eye to electric vehicles not paying any road taxes. These are the cars that are out to save the world, and we didn't want to do anything to discourage people from buying electric vehicles. But now there's enough electric vehicles projected to soon be on the roads, it will start making a big difference in our state budgets. And some of the Band-Aid states are proposing are not great. Illinois was considering raising the annual DMV fee for electric vehicles to $1,000 per year, just to get the little sticker to put on the license plate. Their thinking was that's roughly the gas tax a typical driver would avoid paying after rolling around in their Tesla for 5,000 miles. That's really an unfair system because it doesn't really take into account an enthusiast who has a little electric car they play with for fun and drive a few miles on the weekend. And the road warrior out there who drives their Tesla 200 miles a day commuting back and forth to work, who really should be paying quite a bit more. Ultimately, the legislature in Illinois backed off the idea for now. So that's where the road user charge comes in. Oregon has been quietly piloting a program that could become a model of how your state may one day charge you to drive. And that's where the acronym comes in, RUC, road user charge. For Oregon, it's 1.8 cents per mile. And so what they're doing is they'll have people who want to volunteer to be in the pilot program. They plug a box into the OBD2 port under their steering wheel of their car. That's the little diagnostic port that a mechanic would use to read check engine error codes. And this Origo box, that's the brand name for the Oregon road user charge, the box reads how many miles you drive, and then Oregon can send you a bill. So why would anybody volunteer for a program like that? Well, here's a scenario that has been happening. Let's say I get 10 miles per hour in my old Hummer H1, and I drive it about 15,000 miles a year, and I don't care about all the dirty looks I get around Portland. I've got my Hummer, and I just roll the windows up, and I'm good. $1,600 in gas taxes each year to drive about 15,000 miles in that Hummer, but I'd only be charged $270 per year to use OriGo, and that's been a problem. The plug-in hybrids and electric vehicles that Oregon state lawmakers are attempting to bill under this pilot program are not the ones volunteering. It's all the gas guzzlers. They're getting big rebates, because what you can do is you can turn your gas receipts in at the end of the year, and then the state will refund you the difference between their road user charge and what you paid at the pump. Well, it sounds like that gravy train has stopped. Starting next year, Oregon will no longer give cash back for gas guzzlers who spend more on fuel taxes than they pay in the road user charge. I believe you can still get a rebate for your fuel taxes up to the amount of the road user charge, but any gas tax you owe beyond that, you still have to pay for. So what that does do is get the Suburbans and the Tahoes out of the pilot program. On the other end, Oregon is going to start charging EV drivers $158 per year when they go to get their sticker at the DMV, the registration fee. I think that's going to kick in by 2022. You can subtract that $158 from the road user charge. And so that might be a good deal if you have an EV that you don't drive very much, less than 6,000 miles per year. More than that, it starts to get muddy and confusing. So if all of this is kind of stressing you out, don't worry. You're not alone. The policymakers who are trying to figure this out, they're stressed out too. See, the problem is the gas tax worked so well for so long, and frankly, for those of us still driving gasoline, fossil fuel cars, it actually works pretty good. Our friends, neighbors, or even ourselves who start driving the more environmentally friendly electrified cars, they shook up the tree. So a switch to a road user charge is something that'll happen gradually over the next decade or two. It's not something where they're going to come shove a box in your car, you know, next year. That's why states like Oregon are playing with it now. Also want you to consider this is not a liberal versus conservative thing. It's true Oregon and California, very blue states, were early pilots of this program. But you're also starting to see deep red states like Utah beginning to play with road user charge as well. For more transportation news sent to your phone about once a week, subscribe to Transportation News from Road Guy Rob, wherever you listen to podcasts. And for some fun, more in-depth videos I make on transportation projects, click on the YouTube app, type in Road Guy Rob, and click subscribe. I think you'll enjoy it. Thanks for listening.